Power plants will have to clean up their act, or maybe they won't. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. The EPA is taking another crack at limiting emissions from power plants. New rules would force plants to clean their emissions or shut down. But whether the rules will actually come into force? Unclear. The Supreme Court recently struck down an earlier attempt. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has the details.
Power plants are a major source of carbon emissions, and the EPA says its new rules would eliminate the same amount of carbon from the air as would the removal of hundreds of millions of gasoline engine cars from the roads. Among the most significant changes are new emission standards for fossil fuel-fired power plants, requiring them to remove 90% of the planet-warming carbon dioxide they emit into the air. Most would have about 8 years to comply. The EPA made a point of stressing that it's not telling the power sector how to achieve these goals. For some existing coal-fired plants, this will likely mean shutting down. Some industry groups criticized the rules and promised a legal challenge, pointing to a Supreme Court decision 2 years ago that limited the EPA's ability to set standards, which could have industry-wide implications. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
The state of New Jersey is encouraging its residents to sue the state of New York. Not just encouraging, it's offering incentives to sue. This fight is about taxes. Who pays them to what state? New York tax law says that in most cases, workers have to pay income tax to the Empire State as long as their employer is located there, even if the employees work from home in another state. New Jersey has other ideas. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
During the pandemic, tax attorney Open Weaver Banks worked from her New Jersey home, but still paid income taxes to New York, where her firm was. The rates are similar.
And I didn't think too much of it at the time.
Now she's appealing her New York tax assessment, saying she had to work from home. If she succeeds, New Jersey would ordinarily collect those taxes itself, but under the new policy, taxpayers get to keep half.
This is the first time there's really been an incentive for a New Jersey resident to say, New Jersey should have really had a right to these tax dollars, and I'm going to try to go get it so that I can keep half of it.
Connecticut lawmakers are considering a similar policy, with hundreds of millions in revenue at stake. That could put pressure on New York to change its law, says Jared Walsack at the Tax Foundation.
And maybe to eventually, set the groundwork for a larger legal challenge.
He says the increase in flexible work raises constitutional questions about liability for taxes in multiple states. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
A new way to fund medical research is getting traction in Congress. A bipartisan bill called the Loans for Biomedical Research Act would create something called biobonds to help fund the development of novel medical treatments that have mostly been stalled since the pandemic. Here to tell us more about how these proposed government-backed loans would work is Jason Menzo, CEO of the Foundation Fighting Blindness. He spoke with my colleague David Brancaccio.
Tell me, what is the problem these bonds are trying to solve?
We're living in this amazing time where there's revolutionary treatments being developed for blindness where we work, or neurological conditions like Alzheimer's, other rare diseases, and of course, cancers. And yet every day in our industry, we're reading headline after headline of company after company are either going bankrupt, are stalling their operations, are pausing because the funding just isn't there. And so these are companies that don't necessarily have the interest at a moment in time like we're in right now of the venture capital market. That's the traditional funding mechanism for these types of companies.
So enter the possibility of public policy. Legislation that you're involved with is a push for this. Loans, L-O-A-N-S, for biomedical research, also known as bio bonds. How would those work?
The concept is to authorize the federal government to guarantee $30 billion in loans. And the way that this would work is that researchers or companies that are at the stage that I described a little bit ago would be eligible to secure a loan if they have a program that has passed what we call the IND stage, which stands for investigational new drug stage of development. And the loan would be underwritten by this federal guarantee. This is why it has to go through the process of the federal government. But ultimately, that guarantee acts as a backstop, and you'd go to a bank just like you would for, you know, getting a loan for your home. But then the loans would be packaged into bonds to diversify the risk, and then pension funds or insurance companies, folks that are looking for long horizon, modest returns over time, would be the investors that ultimately would own these loans.
So this is a divided Congress. How do you game prospects for getting this into law?
Well, this is actually where the magic is happening right now. We're thrilled we have this bill introduced in the House right now with a Republican and a Democrat, Brian Fitzpatrick from Pennsylvania and Sanford Bishop from Georgia, are co-sponsoring this bill. And we really do view this as a win-win, and this is something that could potentially bring both sides of the aisle together. Everyone has some issue within their family or personally that would be a benefit to having a healthy and thriving U.S. biotech market. And so there's a lot of energy in the House. We're optimistic of a companion bill in the Senate, and our hope is that by the end of the year that we're in a position to have this enacted.
The Loans for Biomedical Research Act proposed legislation. Jason Menzo, CEO of the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
He was speaking there with my colleague David Brancaccio in New York. I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.